This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Jones and Keith, another jam-packed program for you. We got Terp, Pure Hoops with Terp, I should say.
Yes.
At high noon, had to move by a day. He was standing around, poor Terp.
Yeah.
Waiting for Jaylen Brown.
When's Jaylen Brown going to talk?
Waiting. When's he going to talk? What's up with his knee? How healthy is he? Didn't talk.
Huh.
So we're reading into that.
Sure.
We'll ask Terp about it. At high noon, if you miss Field Yates, he joined us in the 10 o'clock hour. You can seek that out on the Odyssey app. And joining us right now here on WEEI is Rob Bradford, WEEI.com. And, of course, Baseball Isn't Boring, the podcast. He's brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. At McFarlandEnergy.com. Oh. McFarland to you, Rob.
Hey, can you just bring Terp in the room just to yell McFarland? He's so good at it, man.
Terp, he'll get on his horse and he'll run down the hallway.
Is his face like pressed against the glass? I mean, you paint
we keep him outside.
Picture,
yeah.
No disrespect to any of these other fine companies, the E.L. Harvey Company, including Nauset Disposal and Miga Disposal, your local trash collection and recycling providers, and by Aviva Trattoria, Italian-inspired, locally made from fresh, whole, locally sourced ingredients. McFarland to you, Rob. What's going on?
I am just waiting for the NFL draft to end. You know why? So we can talk some good MLB draft talk, right?
Ooh,
let's go.
Nice.
Let's go. Travis Pastrana, first pick last year.
Travis Pastrana?
Exactly.
Nice.
Exactly. I will say this as a quick aside with the draft stuff. The MLB draft is so desperately trying to emulate in some way the NFL draft. I've been to the
I have
draft
a tip. I have a tip. Don't do it in the middle of your season. That'd be a good place to start. Don't
terrible
do it in the
idea.
Middle
it,
of
it,
your year.
By the way, the teams would be are all on board with what you're talking about because, okay, you're getting ready for the trade deadline. Let's do another thing. Let's have to get ready for the draft. And then go the All-Star game, and I went to this thing last year, and it was so bizarre because only like six guys showed up for the first round. I think the first pick was like the seventh overall pick. I think maybe we talked about it. It's just so bizarre. The whole thing is bizarre. I want it to be like the NFL draft, but then you see the drone shots of the NFL draft, and you're like, nah, not happening. Nope.
Who are the real Red Sox, Rob? We've seen them get blown out by the White Sox and Rays. They've won these last two games. They struggle to score. They strike out a ton. They make a bunch of errors. Cora called them out. Who are the real Red Sox?
You know, I am anxious to see if they go on a run here and we look back at that Cora, as you said, the Cora thing after the game the other night, Monday night. And we're like, okay, well, that was a turning point. I don't know. It's a nice narrative. We'd like to tie all of those things in a nice little bow. But I do know this, is that Alex Cora doesn't do that a lot. I wrote this. I think the last time I remember him doing it this early in the season was 2019 when they got off that terrible start on their 11-game road trip. And, you know, they come back and they play better and they win the last two. But I think that you ask, like, what they are, I think they're still a good team in a tremendously flawed American League. And that's why they can keep in this. I mean, we are talking sky is falling for the last couple of weeks. And here they sit at 10-10, right in the middle of it, just like everybody else. And that's how the American League is. But I do know this, is that they got to fix some stuff, man. They got to fix some stuff. It's all right if you have a guy, for instance, that you have to bury in the lineup because they aren't producing. But when that guy is the cleanup hitter, that for the first 2 weeks of the season that you all of a sudden you're bearing way down the lineup because you're just trying to take the pressure off. That isn't a dynamic that's good for anybody. They're going to clean some stuff up here in the coming days.
Yeah, I saw you tweeted out about Tristan Casas. In 2023, he got out to a really slow start and then ended up having a really nice rookie season. This year, another really, really slow start. Is that all that it is, or is there something else with him?
Yeah, so first of all, we talked about this on Saturday. He is unbelievably polarizing, right? I put out that tweet, and people took it a million different ways. People loved, you know, like saying, oh, well, look at you, he should be better by now, or, oh, look at, he's going to be better because he was better a couple years ago. But I think that it is something where they're going to ride this out, much like they rode it out a couple years ago, and by moving him down the lineup. But the difference here is that he's had a couple years now. He should be better. He shouldn't get off to this bad start. And the other part of this is that they're relying on him. This is the biggest thing. They're relying on this guy to be a middle-of-the-order hitter. And he hasn't been the middle-of-the-order hitter. And we saw what happened. You know, the best thing for Tristan Casas in the first week or week and a half of the season was Rafi Devers striking out a million times because no one was paying attention. Now Devers is getting the occasional hit, and you're saying, all right, now you need Casas to hit the ball between the lines. So I do think that they'll ride it out for a little bit longer here, but still, the fact of the matter remains the same. Is that how they built this team, how they built this lineup, it's an enormous part of the equation.
Yeah, and so they have pretty good depth, however, not at first base. Like, at first base, they really don't have a true backup. And even though I wouldn't really call for this, is there anything, like you said, they ride this out. But let's say another month goes by and it's sort of similar. Is there any kind of pull to having a guy like friend of the show, Marcelo Meyer, work on first base? He just says he wants to play in the bigs, and you played him at second, short, and third in spring. Roman Anthony, I wouldn't really consider doing it either, but if you're trying to get these guys up at this level, and if Willy Abreu and Trevor Story and all these guys are still playing well, there's no real avenue for them. Is there a scenario where one of those guys ends up, you know, taking some grounders at first just to see what it looks like?
I mean, honestly, I think it would be Anthony before Meyer, but and I don't think it's going to be either one. You never say never, but they you're right. The solutions after Casas aren't that simple. The first step is platooning him with Roman Gonzalez, which they sort of have a little bit already. So that's the first step. They've worked out Vaughn Grissom, who's hitting really, really well at AAA. He's played some first base. But they haven't put Anthony there. They haven't put Meyer there. There isn't the logical, this is the next guy up solution. And so, like I said, I mean, this is why they're going to ride this guy out. I mean, you don't jump ship on Tristan Casas because of the first 3 weeks of the season. They know that. But you can't go much deeper than they went in 2023 when he turned everything around. And that was, I think, mid to late May. And so you get to that point and you haven't turned things around, then you're going to start having different conversations. And who's to say that if it doesn't work out, if it doesn't turn it around, then all of a sudden this position that you would never have thought at the trade deadline, you have to start entertaining. And another thing that's going to start cropping up is, oh, okay, Vlad's signed. Who's the next best available guy who's going to solve the problem at first?
Okay,
Alonso. I mean, Pete Alonso,
Pete
right?
Alonso so, is the polar bear.
Yeah.
I like it. Some of us have him in the Dong draft pool, so that's that'd be a good selection. Rob Bradford, WEEI, Baseball Isn't Boring. Check it out on the Odyssey app. Is Devers taking ground balls over at first? Is that a thing?
You know, I haven't seen him do it. I heard I wasn't on this trip, so there was some rumblings that maybe I haven't seen him do it. I know when Cora was asked by the guys in the afternoon show if that's an option, he flat out said no.
Well, he didn't exactly answer if he's taking. He said no, he's not an option, but he didn't really say he's not taking grounders at first, which is why.
I said if he's taking grounders, and I will say this, he takes grounders. I mean, he takes grounders all the time. I have seen before all these games.
If he's a DH, I just feel like
And listen, you're preaching the converted here, man. Like I'm like he is. I didn't like when they just said, you're the DH and nothing else. I think that you do, the best course of action for Rafael Devers is to integrate him in the field. There's nothing wrong with that. And I know he's going to get used to DH, but there's nothing wrong with showing the guy the field every once in a while, limber up, do whatever. I mean, just have him throw him a bone in that respect. He's not, he's never played the position before. I go back to JD Martinez about how he said when he started doing that, when he has a DH almost all the time, how important it was just to play the field once in a while. I don't know why they dug in so much on he's the DH and only the DH. And also, when it comes to the first base thing, this drives me nuts about spring training. Why don't you just put him out there for a day, a couple of days, to introduce, to see, hey, you know what? This is what it looks like. I they're still dug in on him DHing all the time. But, again, never say never, but not right now.
Bigger issue or concern for the team right now, Tristan Casas or Tanner Houck?
I think Tanner Houck. Yeah, I think Tanner Houck, because in spring training, it was sort of a roller coaster with him throughout spring training. It wasn't like this lockdown guy that we had become accustomed to. Obviously, after the All-Star break, there were some issues last year. And then you have that outing that you had the other day. You had the good one before, just way too inconsistent. It's just such a far cry from what it was a year ago with Tanner Houck, which was this guy who was uber confident in all of his abilities and just one of the best pitchers in the American League. So, I think that Tristan Casas, a week from now, we could be saying, oh man, he's on fire. But the body of work that Houck has had throughout the last couple months makes me worry a little bit. He might turn it around too, but the fact of the matter is that, like I said, the image that he's portraying is far from the image that we got a year ago.
Okay, he's Rob Bradford. Baseball isn't boring. Check out the latest. I think, what did I see? It's you, Ottavino again.
Oh, yeah. We try to do it once a week. Ottavino's not doing anything else right now. I found out. I asked him, because he got called up for a day, with the Yankees. Like, what do you get paid? And he said, I got paid $4,000. I'm like, see?
That nice. Means,
I would have never known that.
Such a direct question.
I've never known that.
What do you make over there?
Yeah, exactly.
How many women have you slept with?
that's next week.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, so it's a lot of good stuff. But Julian McWilliams also joins. So it's the big three, those three.
Okay,
yeah,
nice. The big three on the Odyssey app. Check it out. Baseball isn't boring. And, of course, all his work on WEEI.com. He mentioned writing about Cora calling out the team earlier this week, mm-hmm. The earliest in the year we've seen him do it since probably 2019. Which didn't end great for the Red Sox that year, an 84-win team. Bradford, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Rob Bradford joining us here on Jones and Keefe.